May 1941. We was gunners, see, on the Gloucester. 17 I was, and already been in 5 battles in 1 year. We're the lucky ones. We got off alive. Here's how it was. Hitler wanted Crete, and we couldn't afford to let him have it. May 21st, the balloon went up. The Nazi invasion fleet was on the move. We left at dawn, the whole fleet, to stop them before they landed. All day we sailed. Then when we got to Crete, the fleet split up. The Gloucester was with the cruiser Fiji. We had the Kandahar and the Kingston as escorts. All night we patrolled, but we didn't see nothing. Soon as we got back to the main fleet, all hell broke loose. All day we was under attack. Heinkels, ME-109s, Stukas, you name it. But if you keep together, see, you can get a barrage up. They can't get through. We was still with the Fiji, and both ships were down on ammunition. We should have gone back to Alexandria to rearm. But the war spike came through with a signal. Turned out the Greyhound had sunk, and our escorts, Kandahar and Kingston, was full steam to pick up survivors. And they needed air cover from us, so off we went. That shouldn't have happened, see? What could we do without ammo? Decisions get made like that in war, that's just how it plays out. It was a bit of a lost cause, and we was taking a pasting. I've never seen so many planes. 200 Stukas, they reckon. Bombs was hitting us. We took 2, one in the boiler room. We was firing all kinds of shells, whatever we had. Then the order came to withdraw. But we was already sinking. More hits. We was lost. Took about an hour, but in the end, the Gloucester went down. The order came. Late afternoon it was. Terrible thing. The gallant Gloucester gone to the bottom. I just jumped and got to a bit of wood. Oh, it was chaos. Don't forget, this wasn't weather like on your holidays. It was cold and the sea was choppy. There was hundreds of us in the water. But we just knew we had to survive till dark. Then the fleet would send ships to pick up the survivors. Unwritten rules, see? Navy tradition. But as the night went on, nobody came. To this day, I don't know why not. All that night, we just floated in the oil and the muck and the wreckage, trying not to die. Next day, the Jerrys turned up looking for their own survivors, and they picked us up. 83 poor sods all set for 4 years in a POW camp. And that's how the Fighting G met her end. Fine ship she was, and a fine crew. 723 officers and ratings, all lost. Oh, it's hard to grasp that number. I look behind you in the cathedral. Imagine every one of those seats filled with brave men, some not more than boys. See their faces in your mind's eye, smiling maybe, larking about. The whole cathedral full. Well, that's how many lives was lost from the Gloucester on that May afternoon off of Crete.
One of the best written accounts of the tragedy is to be found in the book of Ken Otter, whose father lost his life on the Gloucester. To return to the list of stories, press the back button twice. The back button is the one with an arrow turning back on itself. When you want to listen to another story, scroll down to your choice and press play twice.